joining us is Eddie Sturkey. He is the executive director of Easttown Association. And in Easttown, you're getting ready for the big Bastille Day celebration. It's going to be its 40th anniversary this year.
Yes, it is. And good to talk to you, Libby. Bastille Days is, of course, on my mind, and that's coming up fast. So 40th anniversary, like you said. And, last year was a really last-minute reboot year, and this year we're just rebuilding stronger than ever. So very excited about it.
What are some of the things you're going to do to celebrate that 40th anniversary?
Well, we're going to have our footprint back to where it was in 2019. So 5 stages of music, everything from New Orleans-style brass bands to authentic French acoustic singers. We have Paul Seabar, Extra Crispy Brass Band headlining, longtime favorites like Robin Plour. Friday night, French-inspired drag show with This Is It, which we introduced last year to the festival. And some personal favorites of mine. I'm a big jam and a bluegrass fan, so Undercover Organism, Steve's, and the Millbillies. I mean, we really have stuff across the board, everything for everybody. And a lot of family fun as well. Of course, we have our can-can dancers back again this year, various street performers, henna artists, fortune tellers, and a kids' day on Saturday, and a lot of other surprises too.
Well, I know one of the things I look forward to is the food. I mean, I am a sucker for any kind of French food, and you have so many different varieties.
Yeah, it's hard for me to stay away from the beignet tent, that's for sure. So this year, we're going to be back to over 20 restaurants. We've got Lake Park Bistro back again. They've been a really long-time partner of the festival. Of course, Alliances Francaises, beignets, which is everyone's favorite, and some other authentic French flavors too, like cream and crepe.
Get ready, because that 5K is going to take place as well.
Thursday. So it really kicks off the festival on opening night, but it's one of the country's only downtime nighttime 5Ks. And people have been storming downtown Milwaukee since 1985. It kicks off at 9 p.m. on Thursday. Usually we have 3,000 to 5,000 participants, and we ask people to register as much as possible. It not only supports to ensure it's a safe and fun time for everybody, but it really acts as like one of the biggest fundraisers for the festival overall. We're partnering with Swarm Events on it again this year, which just keeps making the run better and better. And this year we got a nice surprise. We have DJ Shauna that'll be really kicking off the race and bringing everybody back through the finish line.
And, of course, the Eiffel Tower. I know it's been in the state of restoring it, but when it's sitting there on Cathedral Square, I mean, you can't miss it. But you're continuing that restoration as well.
It is. It's an ongoing process, but it doesn't mean we're not going to have it back this year. So very excited to announce that it will be back up. You know, we had to have our backup inflatable put in last year, which was only the second time in the 40-year history that's been used. The original Eiffel Tower itself was actually built one time to be used in a department store inside over 20 years ago. So most of it is made of wood, but over the years, it's just kind of had some cosmetic and infrastructure updates, and the lighting just keeps getting better and better, and we're hoping to have our ability to bring it back every single year while keeping the long-term picture in mind and maybe even create a new one of these years.
Of course, Bastille Days, it takes place July 13th through the 16th. It's one of my favorite festivals that we have here in Milwaukee. And if anybody wants to get more information, especially if they want to participate in the 5K Storm the Bastille Run, how do they do it?
Yeah, so I would go to easttown.com. That's the best place to go for our entertainment lineup, which we'll be announcing our individual stage lineup soon. But the overall entertainer lineup is posted. And, of course, just want to mention that none of this would occur without our amazing sponsors, so Bud Light, Madison Medical, Educators Credit Union, Gruber & Saz's. And this year, we're actually partnering with Harley-Davidson as well to celebrate their own big anniversary year, and we'll be offering free on-site motorcycle parking Friday through Sunday. So if you're coming downtown for the Harley festivities that weekend, you know, feel free to take advantage of our parking, grab a drink and a beignet on your way to go check out Green Day and the Foo Fighters. And we're really excited to be working with them this year.
It is going to be a great weekend. Eddie Sturkey from Easttown, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Libby.